you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J. Okerson.
Hey.
We like to do crazy shows once in a while. I don't even know where this came from, but we said, why not? Let's have some chicks fart in our faces and make a game out of it.
Yeah.
What are we calling it? Smell the Roses?
Smells Like Roses?
Yeah, something like that. We do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday. This is important. Memorial Day weekend. The
suicide pact.
Suicide pact. The SDR 30 code will work for the weekend. So Friday to Monday, SDR 30 works. You get a 30-day free trial at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Normally, it's only 7 days now. So for that weekend, you could log in, sign up, 30-day free trial, cancel at the end. Who gives a shit? You don't get charged.
But if you don't cancel, suicide pact.
Yeah. Or if you do cancel, either way. We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday. Jay's on for at least one every week. And yeah. We bring it to you at thesdrshow.com/live, gasdigitalnetwork.com/live, or anywhere you want to listen or watch on YouTube. That's all we care. Spread the love of the SDR show.
It's all I care about. I'm consumed by it.
I would say that your social media disagrees with that.
Don't you dare. You shut your mouth.
Here we go right now. The Smell of the Roses episode of the SDR show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's beat our beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art. It's art. You need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Hello there. It feels awkward. There's Lainey. Hi, Lainey. There we go. We made it happen. We're a little late. Starting a little late. Sorry about that. But what you going to do, Big Jason?
We had to lower Lainey in.
By the way, before we do anything, I feel I haven't said this enough. I lay a lot on Shannon every week.
Yes.
You know, do this, figure this out, make this happen. So before we introduce anyone, before we start anything, Shannon, I would like to say thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Ralph.
And also, I'm hoping that by doing that, it removes me. She said today, by the way, you're on this list. The top three people she would meet too. On this network.
No, she doesn't mean that.
It was Lewis first, and then it was as a like a pair, and then Big J and Ralph.
Okay, Shannon, so... okay, wait.
Before we start anything, I felt so...
That's soul-crushing.
Okay, first, Shannon, thank you, but secondly, fuck you.
No, so this is actually a compliment to you guys. The question was, if I had material that I could use to Me Too, and then who it would be. And so because the people I speak to the most of the men at Gas Digital are you guys and Lewis. So just based on having the most conversations, any of those conversations could be turned into a Me Too thing. But I would never.
I was there for that. I'm your protector. Any of that earlier today.
Because I'm not allowed to really speak my mind.
Even so, that doesn't seem like that doesn't make it any better in my eyes.
I love you both, and I would never.
It's like you both treat me like garbage, but because I talk to you so much, I won't do anything.
No, but that's Me Too in like regular society, which is not Gas Digital.
Shannon, I don't think I've ever once touched you uncomfortably. No, I hope not.
Absolutely not.
Although I did when I found out the one that I didn't like, Shannon came to mind very much because she is someone for actual reason that I would do this to, of very few people in my life. But hearing the complaints of the workplace shoulder rub, mm-hmm. I'm like, I've definitely given Shannon the shoulder rub before. But it's really like a tense Shannon that I'm not like, it's not sensual, would you say, Shannon?
No.
Well, maybe not for her.
No. The fingering sensual.
How about this, Shannon?
But
and be honest.
Massage.
Is there anything I ever said or did to you? And please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be honest.
Oh, you
that
want this.
You felt. And
oh,
by
Ralph,
the way,
I want this honest.
We've talked about this before. I did try and take her out before Gas Digital started. That
you
doesn't
are
count
trash
at all.
Trash garbage.
But so after that, since you've been an employee here, have I ever done or said anything? And you don't have to say what it is if you don't want to. But I was asking if there was a moment where you...
Oh, no,
I
she made has to say what it is.
I don't want to put her on
fired.
That kind of spot. She's already Me Too-ing us.
No, like uncomfortable in a sexual way?
Yes.
No, no. Okay. Neither one of you have.
Thank you.
Okay, that's fair.
But that's, I think I also dip. I didn't try to take her out necessarily. I tried to do an old, like, if you're coming to a comedy club, would that also mean you want to fuck?
Yeah, well, that's like, your version.
And
of
she was
that.
Like, no, I'm very. No, it's not my.
That's your version of hitting on a girl.
Yes, yes. And she was kind of like, I'd love to come to a show. And, but now, you know, not the other stuff. And I'm like, great. We'll see you there.
No, Jay, it was about trying to get you on my podcast in the early years of my podcast. And you were like, oh, well, why don't you come out to a show instead first? Yeah, that's how it started.
But I was not, I take that first hint. And not I think never, I don't, but I'm saying I take that first hint and never again anything.
So you,
right?
And I'm sorry, we haven't introduced everyone. We will, but I want to ask you this last question.
I don't know if you said right when I said right.
Yes, I said right.
Will you hit on a girl once, they say no, and you are out for the rest of the time?
The rest of my life.
I don't do that at all.
All right. Well, you have a better resolve.
I will wear them fucking down.
No, not me, dude.
Not all right. Me. That's
if
my...
you don't like it, I'm like, okay, I deserve that. I'm worthless.
Because my.
That's what I do. I jog the other way. I go, I know I was stupid to even ask. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Because I
and then
always
I go,
feel...
and then I'll go eat my feelings.
Ralph hits on women like the trickle of water that created the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Like George Costanza. Just gets into your brain eventually.
Oh, that is not the description I want them giving their friends of me. Well, he just wore me down. He was there. Yeah.
Well, what I think
quarantine.
It is, I believe.
He just kept texting me.
Very often, it's right place, right time. Like, you hit on a girl. Maybe she has a boyfriend. Maybe she's not in the right mood. But then, like, next time you see her, she just broke up with her boyfriend. Well, something. Who knows?
He is the only guy who doesn't know I have HPV.
There we go. That's it. I'll take it. I don't care. All right. So now, lately what we've been doing here, Jay, are these, I like to call them stunt shows, fun little shows that are a little ridiculous, but it is what makes the STR show. We'll start by introducing everybody, and then Shannon's going to explain everything. Because again, I laid this whole thing on Shannon this week, okay?
Okay.
We'll start all the way to my right. I think, I'm not even counting how many times you've been on the show. Chris from Brooklyn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Let's give you a little cheers. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to be
Chris looks fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, Chris, you definitely got into like back into really good pre-COVID shape.
Yeah, I did. I started losing weight as soon as they literally shut down Boston.
But what are you, because I'm trying, what are you doing? Is it calories only or are you doing other things?
No, I was working fasting. Out. I was working out like in
protein only from cum.
I was doing my regular workouts.
Tell me there's a secret.
Because he'll do whatever it is.
Tell me the shortcut.
Tell him it's that.
Do I got to get it right from the tap?
I just doubled workouts and then.
But what about food?
Running.
Are you watching what you're eating?
I didn't drink for 4 months.
Oh, okay, that'll do it. Yeah. All right, and then I think we figured out, Lainey may have booked her the first 8 or 9 episodes of SDR, something like that. It's so long ago. It is Ellen Stagg and half of the Hey Poopy podcast. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And then directly across from me, the other half of the Hey Poopy podcast, which is the motivation behind this episode, I guess it is David. And thank you. You also work here at Gas Digital.
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
And you, yeah, and I did their show, I don't know, 2 years ago, roughly, right?
Yeah.
A year and a half.
Came to my apartment. Yeah.
It is a show all about shitting and farting, basically.
Well, it's laughing and learning everything but. So anything you can do with your butthole, we'll talk
about
it.
We'll talk about it.
They have fisting sponsors on their show. They There's apparently a dating app specifically for fisting.
Yeah. By the way, it was 2016 when
it's
she
about
was
trust.
On the show.
Yeah, so that's the first year of the show, 2016.
Wow. Episode 38.
She was episode 38?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's still pretty early. I knew it was first year of the show.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Was at your apartment? Though.
I was wrong about the number, but it was first year.
Yeah.
You were 29 off. 29 full hours of experience between.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Thank you, Jake.
Obviously, those other episodes weren't as memorable.
Obviously. And then I think now maybe your third time on the show, maybe third or fourth, back again is Lucy Sunflower. I feel like her mic is very low.
Thank you.
Your mic's off,
might
maybe.
Be off.
It's on here. Just check the connection.
Can you tap the mic?
Oh, yeah. Maybe
no,
No, in
it's
here.
Off.
No, click this.
There's no cord.
No, there is. It's in the...
Oh.
How about
now? No, it's definitely off. That's weird.
I don't...
Shannon?
No, for I'm you. On. It's on
after
here.
All that dick sucking. Like a bridge over troubled water. I'm just fingering nothing over here.
Yeah,
looking
nothing.
For a button
by
that
way,
exists.
Can I tell you my favorite part? Like, Jay, if something's wrong
try
here,
out.
Jay is not the one.
Can you hear
there
me?
There we
yes.
go.
Yeah. Yay!
Like a bridge over troubled waters.
You want to hear something extremely white of me?
Yes.
Go for it.
Garfunkel sang at my friend Paul's wedding that song. It was pretty wild to see it.
Your stories are shitty.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I live a white privileged life. Aren't we going to do a new segment for Ralph? White privilege?
Yeah, Garfunkel. White privilege life.
Garfunkel.
Not that privileged.
He sang that song. He's the one who sang it.
How much did you get Garfunkel for?
Who harmonized with him?
Me. No, he went to college with Paul, my friend Paul's father. Mm-hmm. They were college roommates, so he came and sang it.
So he bullied him into singing it.
Yeah. And it was also, I thought, odd Bridge Over Troubled Water, because it implies
congratulations.
That they're already troubling the marriage before they're married.
Congratulations to your friend for Art Garfunkel reluctantly playing his thing because he owed a debt to somebody.
There you go. It's all right. It works for me.
He hated it.
He was happy.
No, he fucking hated
it. He was happy. It was nice.
No, he didn't.
It was beautiful.
I bet he tried to fucking hook up with your mom.
My mom wasn't there.
Yes, she was.
No, she was not.
You didn't see her. She was in the bathroom with Art Garfunkel.
Blowing Garfunkel?
She was giving him a Blumpkin, probably. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Mama said I love you so much.
She listens to this show.
I know, and I love her. I mean your mom in the, you know, the metaphoric sense.
I gotcha.
Your mom was definitely hot when she was younger.
Yeah, my
hot
mom
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the little tennis skirt outfits.
No, dude. Those boobies ain't going nowhere.
No, they are.
Those things are fake.
Those are fake boobies. They were done, They were there. She had them redone, I think, when she was fitty.
Goddamn right she did.
Yeah.
And those things are fucking up and out. Mama Sutton's looking for it, too.
Yeah, my mom gets hit on still. She does. Yeah, it's
goddamn
pretty wild.
Right she does.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Down there in Florida?
In Florida.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How many guys pretend their fucking metal detectors going off near your feet? Oh.
Well, do you have an IUD in, Miss? You're so youthful. Yeah.
Oh, it must be your clit ring, man. I don't have a clit ring, young man.
What? Young man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mom's going to be like you, dude. Better hope to God that stepfather stays alive, dude. Or your mom's going to be banging young people who work for Gas Digital.
No, that would be cool. I'd be happy for her. Are you kidding me?
Your mom just getting it from Dylan?
From.
Oh, man.
Guys, if I may for a moment.
What? Picture Chris Faja.
Maybe she puts up a picture of Dylan Chris, fucking my mom.
Chris Faja 69 and fucking Leah Sutton.
We should really do our control test.
Oh,
early
okay,
in
yeah.
The episode.
So, Shannon, let's do this. Everyone's been introduced. Why don't you just kind of. It all started when I bought a pill. These pills are supposed to make your farts smell like roses. And I said, we could probably do a show based on this. And I gave it to Shannon. Shannon, kind of give us an overview here of what's happening today.
Really, really needed some sponsors, huh? Love is in
the air. Oh my God. Love is in the air. I really enjoyed
that.
Fine
production.
Can I see that again? Is that possible?
Hold on one sec.
Just because the intro was good.
I did not make that graphic.
I don't know who did that.
I didn't get the email about that.
I'd like to see that again.
Nope. Second. Here we go.
I like it.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And now I know what the name of the episode is. Smells Like Roses. Perfect. All right, Shannon, let's do it. Tell us all what's happening.
Okay, so as part of the control test.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
What we're going to do is have Ellen and Lucy both, they're going to fart in Jay and Ralph's face.
Okay.
So one girl at a time in both of your faces, just to get an idea of what it smells like. You also have goggles in front of you.
Is it bare butthole?
No.
Not
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Panties?
Wait, can I ask a question? Is it they're both doing it in both our faces or one in one?
They're both doing it in both your faces.
So we're going to sit together. They don't have to go twice.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Shannon, explain the goggles, please.
So you're going to put the goggles on just to prevent any chance of pink eye.
That's fair.
Dude, Double Dare is really taking a turn.
We do have gack in the ceiling, though.
I'll put you.
After the control
Ralph,
test.
I don't know about yours,
dude,
but it's going to fit over my head.
On, can we do this
already? Because I literally have been farting for over an hour, and I'm so solid.
Well, now Ralph's got to hide his boner the rest
and
of the day.
And I literally congrats. Just farted right now, waiting for you guys to figure out your goggles, because I have been prepping all day for this.
Yes, he
has. So, if Jay and Ralph.
I don't like all this negging.
I can't believe it took this long to get. This, you own a network called Gas Digital. I've seen so many things go into and out of people on this show.
You want to hear something horrible?
We were supposed to do this a year ago, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And also, I didn't make the Gas Digital connection until you just said it. How about that? I feel like I look like a superhero. Is that weird?
Are those upside down?
Yes,
are they? Retard man.
No, they're better that way.
Leave them like that. Yeah.
It's okay. It looks great.
They're upside down, for sure.
Okay.
I know for a fact that it's not going to happen. That I've been farting for like over an hour, and now that it's the pressure.
You have the right
on.
Shirt for it.
It sounds like a lie. Like your teammate's copping out, Ralph.
Jay and Ralph,
the first one swings over Big J's way. I knew to team up with Lucy.
If you guys could just get a little closer together, Jay and Ralph.
So where's the girl going to come in front of us? Jay, I'll come to you. Does that make sense? So you move back.
She's not in me.
So this is just to start this off. This is the control group.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to come over to Jay.
Wait. Pull back.
I don't understand why you're coming over to me. How?
Because they're going to fart into both of us. We have to both be next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they'd go like in the middle.
I don't think. Well, my knees.
You're making it a really weird way to do it.
This is.
All right, Ellen. Do you want to go first?
I thought he was going over there for.
For her.
I mean.
Oh yeah, I mean both of you will go over.
This is like a Wes Anderson movie about shock jocks. I'm just going to throw that out. Ralph's knees hurting.
While they were putting on the goggles, I farted, and now I'm not ready. Right, so but if you want to go, yeah.
Okay.
Jay, you might want to get close to you.
So maybe get that mic down just in case there's a sound.
All right. Should I just go?
Face us. Face us.
Okay.
Wait, both Jay, of us. Don't make me take the full blast.
Is that my skirt?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Oh, my God. Everyone, I was good all day, too.
She's approaching?
Yeah, it's
stage fright.
It's getting close. I don't hear anything.
There's a little something I thought.
Oh. That hit me.
Did a turd come out?
Wow. Spray fart? You got a spray fart?
Oh, dude, remember that's cake farts with a little nug?
Oh, my God, yes. And pudding farts?
Dude,
yes.
If that happens to you, if the little, remember pudding farts, Jay? The nug shoots out?
Oh, my God, that got me really good. Right. Wow, that got me good.
Ellen.
Okay, because I knew I had to take off my pants for this. I decided to wear a diaper just
nice.
Shit my there, pants.
So. That's my co-host right there.
That is a Dusty Rhodes level of preparation.
Jace, you gotta come
I
over.
Can tell with that kind of preparation.
She's next level.
We did a party called the Night of 100 Buttholes, and I wore a diaper for that, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so it's special.
I love that reaction. Thank you.
She's trying to massage out her fart.
You know what works? A heating pad on the belly.
Ralph, everybody has their own technique.
That makes them go away, I feel like. I've been like prepping all day.
This is high level farting, Ralph. You're not just going to get people
dried apricots.
High level fart games like this.
Do these things not hurt your face? They're killing me.
People have to do all kinds of things.
What if you chug one of the beers there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm gluten free. I can't drink.
Get her a Truly.
She could totally drink that.
Is nothing coming out?
No, it's not ready.
She did pee herself, it seems.
Or I just shit my diaper.
That would be kind of awesome.
You're going to smell something.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Lucy's may have made a second round.
She can fart for me. I literally have been in your waiting area for an hour just ripping, and then we'll walk away
I know. I have black friends.
It was like, oh, shit.
I know excuses when
stuck.
I hear.
I might have to wait.
Sorry. All right, so we only have one control.
Ani, blow into her butthole. I'll handle this.
Do you maybe want to go into happy baby pose? Maybe it'll come out.
I'll try it.
I just know that that's easy to let
her. Oh, yeah.
She's willing to work with the program and try to get it out any way she can.
It's your professional.
Oh.
Ralph, you're doing so good.
I barely can close my pants today. I'm so bloated.
No, don't you dare. It's probably the diaper.
Wait.
Ralph, get in there.
Ralph, please, if you would.
Oh, when she's ready, we'll get over there.
Put your goggles on. Jesus, we safety first.
Jay took his off also.
Do you do everything Jay does?
Everything.
According to the Bible,
if Jay jumped off of a fart, would you jump?
I brought my Bible.
Are you right behind me jumping off a fart?
Well, let's do this, by the way.
I would. I'd hold hands and jump on that fart with you.
Because Lucy just farted. Take the pill.
Okay, where's the pill?
Where are the pills?
Hold on.
Dave, do you?
I have some. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Where are the goddamn pills?
God damn it. I felt this was.
Are we this hard up for sponsors, Ralph? Jesus Christ.
No. This is not a sponsor.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you're gunning for
it. No, I was surprised that there is such a thing. That a pill that makes your fart smell like roses.
Isn't that the point of Beano?
Beano was to make you not fart.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
This is specifically designed to make. It's called smell. What is it called here?
Something it's French.
Yeah, it's French, but it's whatever it says in French. It's supposed to make you smell like smell the roses. So
it's
that's
supposed to make your fart smell like roses.
So both of you take two. I think it is the dose.
So
there's no control experiment. Well, for her, I guess. Yeah.
That's good. It's okay. Better. We'll do it.
I'm just like afraid to take them because then I won't.
Why are you making
fart?
My right. Fingerprints on the thing that's giving someone pills I'm unaware of?
Here, I mean, to be fair, you could just not cut the gloves. I mean,
huh?
You could have just not cut the gloves.
I know. I'm so leaving fucking.
All right.
No palm prints, only fingerprints. I know this is.
If you just start wearing only fingers.
If she drops dead, it's going to make this very uncomfortable.
Okay, it's happening.
Oh, here we go.
It's happening.
Oh,
yeah.
She goes, this is made in a peanut factory.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. This is, oh my God.
Get the mic down there, Ralph.
It's so stupid.
Yes.
We got a little bit of something. That one was much worse.
A little spice?
A little spice. Yeah, a little spice.
A little flavor?
You can hear it, right?
Oh, I definitely heard that.
Oh, definitely heard that.
Luce has been training all night at an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, I would say hers was more audible. Hers was definitely went up the nose.
Okay.
So get the pills over there.
Silent but deadly.
Take that into consideration.
I'm only going to take one because I've tried these pills before and they stop me from
farting. All right, well, that could just be a part of the game.
Mm. She goes, I clinically died for 3 minutes. So I'm going to try one and see if it dials back a little bit.
All right, so while you're taking the pills, just to quickly start, how did the podcast come up? The idea of doing an hour every week about shitting and pooping and farting.
Well, everybody shits and farts. If you don't, that's kind of weird.
Right, but how did the genesis where you two decided we're going to do this?
I started a private Facebook page for my friends who like to talk about shitting. And the Facebook page started with like 4 people and then it grew to 30. And Dave was one of those 30. And Dave then turned to me and was like, hey, you want to start a podcast about this? And I was like, yes.
It was supposed to be mainly about like just funny accident stories. And it kind of morphed into like a little more than that. But yeah.
Yeah, because
what? Genesis. Oh, here we go.
Oh, another one. That's for you, Faga. All right.
Poor Chris is like,
I don't have goggles.
I brought this book definitely because right now. If you
fartology.
Fart, yeah, this is the Bible of farts. And
oh, it's like oak. I get it. It's in the nose. You know.
Yeah. You have to let it dance on your palate a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So they did a scientific experiment where they farted through clothing on a Petri dish and naked on a Petri dish. And the one through clothing totally filtered out all the bacteria. Mm. And the one naked was full of bacteria. Mm. So it's kind of like
I got
the
something
mask.
To look forward to later, I guess.
Exactly. Well, I'm a diaper.
I guess there goes my fart-eating sideshow I've been doing. Goodbye, circus. That was all I had.
Her farts are through a thong, so there's like a lot less barrier.
Yeah, well, I
and
can
my
tell you
farts
that's for
are
sure.
through a
it's
diaper.
Okay. I'm vaccinated. don't sweat it, everybody. I'm vaccinated.
Last question about the podcast, and we're going to start the actual game. Is there, because I know when I did it, it was about an accident that happened. Is there one that sticks out that was like a crazy accident story, like the worst one you heard in the year or two you've been doing the show?
I mean, there's been so many. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
There was Tanya Lee Davis, who was one of my favorites.
Yeah, the little person. And she had a massive like shit story where she got up on, she had to crawl up on top of the toilet and just projectile shit onto the back of the door and then still had to go on stage. They were calling her name as she was supposed to perform. So it was.
She's a little person comedian and she ate something that was suspect. And as a little person, you can't just like plop up on a toilet. So as she was trying to get on it, she shit all over the stall. And this is right before her set.
Yeah. And then before cleaning up, it got in her hair.
And then like everybody thought she was full of chocolate.
She killed that night, though, apparently.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she killed a few people in that stall.
What?
Yes.
I mean, how much shit could it have been?
A lot.
I mean, she's a little person. Already, it's going to be shut down by half.
Yeah.
Just their tiny foods?
Dude, I love
two little rabbit pellets. Little turds.
I love Bob Kelly's story about, I mean, you know the story, right? Where he, like, shook a turd out. Like, he said it made him better because he used to do, like, wild act outs and he, like, was going to shit and he had, like, a little shit in his leg.
Oh,
have you never heard him tell this story?
That sounds
so
awful.
Fucking funny.
We've had a guest on like that who was born without a butthole. So he doesn't feel when he has to poop. It just falls out all the time.
Geez.
So he's gotten so good at shaking turds out of his pants leg.
You know, escalator, bam.
Yeah.
That guy would be cleaning up in the gay community.
Actually, yes, he did.
Got an asshole like fucking, like Dark Man.
Also, it melts every 30 minutes.
But Robert Kelly actually on stage?
He said on stage, like, he had to, I'm butchering the story, but he was, like, standing and he, like, had to stand with his leg on the wall because he knew if he put it down, the turd would roll out. And he was like, he said it made him a better comic. I thought it was always so funny. He was like, yeah, so I had to get off stage. So I just shook it out and ran off.
But what about underwear? Does it? It came through. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he was wearing loose boxers.
I've never in my life had to shit on stage.
No,
it's never even sort of.
We had Margaret Cho on too, and she told us about she was wearing all white and totally shit her pants as
she was walking off the stage.
Yeah,
it's all the MSG in those foods.
Oh. Stop Asian.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And of course, that is Yo Delta. That's right, our buddies over at Yo Kratom. The best supporter of our style of comedy just launched Yo Delta. Listen, if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, which is pretty great, then it's time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. What is Delta 8? I'll tell you, Ralph. It's something found weed that can legally be shipped nationwide, and it gets you high. This isn't that CBD horse shit.
Trying to
make your elbow
snake
better
oil nonsense.
Bunch of fucking horse shit.
Bunch of shit.
This is different. This is different stuff in weed that gets you high. It's called Delta 8 because they had to name it. It does get you fucked up. I did the gummies and yeah.
Is it a different high?
It's high. Yeah, it's like weed high. Yeah.
Okay, it's a weed high. It is a weed high. It's the same feeling.
It's drawn from the marijuana plant.
Okay, and is it just because because of the name it confuses
me? I can get in here and go over facts and figures and numbers with you. But I'm going to bore you with all that science. Let me just say, I took the gummies and a fucking TV was great. Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to do something, get high. Well, guess what? Delta 8 will come right to your door.
You know who can help you out with that?
Who?
The Yo Delta Pyre?
The Yo Delta Pyre can definitely help you. And if only he can read what is not on the screen to know how we tell people. Oh, that's right. Yo Delta just hit me up telepathically.
I have to tell you, by the way, Yo Delta Pyre just flows right off the tongue.
Oh, it is. Yes. I can already see the t-shirts. It's a merch heaven. YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Good news, Jews, 25% off. Do you think they're going to be upset by that? Because I didn't say Yo Delta Berg.
No, I think it's fine. Works for me.
I saw you were getting worried about anti-Semitism.
No.
Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta.com, promo code GAS.
Jews. All right, let's get back into it. All right, Shannon, how are we playing
also
this game?
Stop Asian hate.
Okay, so you guys are already split up into two teams of three, so that will be your teams. And we're going to do poop, fart, and bathroom trivia.
Hold on, but this isn't the game. You're like, let's start the game.
So that was the control.
You just had farts thrown in your
face. That was the control.
Now we're starting the game.
Now we start the game.
This is the real game.
And Shannon, what's going to happen to the winner, the loser? Like, let's lay it out.
Okay, so the winner of this game, the team captain, so Ralph or Jay, will then get the rose-smelling fart in their face, and then they will get to fart in the loser's face themselves.
Which I would say we should both honestly admit at this point, it may have to be a rain check on that fart to be paid off at any given time when you have to fart on the show. I've had the fart on the show before.
Yeah, I got you. That's fair, because I don't think it's going to happen to me tonight, but it might. I'm drinking beer.
No, that's a great
payoff. If it comes up tonight, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it doesn't, it's just to be paid at any given time.
Yeah, especially ideally.
Because I'd more than trying to coax a fart up tonight, I'd rather fucking lay you out with like something that's going to be audibly, like a real, something you're going to want to use for
with
promo.
Something hot.
Something with heft.
Something you're going to put in the promo shots.
Yeah. Ideally, it'd be great. Like in the middle of an interview here one day with somebody, like, look, I'm sorry, this is part of an old.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry, local band from Tennessee.
Yeah.
I have to fart.
Oh, DMC, we're so glad you're back for the second appearance.
You're here.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Oh, the second bass player.
Oh, Mark Cuban. So how much do you think this is valued at? What do you think?
Three of five members of Tesla. If you don't mind holding that story for 1 second, I'm going to rip heat right in Ralph's chops.
All of those sound like great shows to me.
Now, love songs about what?
So do you guys like do anything to prep to
drinking beer right now. That's the most I can
do. Overall unhealthy lifestyle.
I mean, if you want, you can eat these. These make me fart like crazy. I also have some sun chokes, which are called the farty choke.
I don't think I want to do any of that. Okay. Be
both of those things sounded. I don't want them for any reason. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just trying to lube up your butthole.
I appreciate that.
All right, so Shannon, we're gonna play question. Is it like to Team A to Team B or whoever answers
first? No. Yeah. So, whichever of your team members, any of the three, can ding or buzz. You say that. Whichever one I hear first, you have a chance. You can consult amongst your team if you'd like. And then you have a chance, you answer it. If you answer it wrong, the other team will have a chance, and then we move on to the next question.
Fair enough.
I have 15. We can go to however many you want to go to.
Okay.
Lainey, smile. This. You look like the Emperor from fucking Return of the Jedi. Just frowning.
All right, Shannon, so you're going to get it started. We all have headphones. We can all hear, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Here's the first one. This is a fill in the blank. 50 to 80% of your poop, excluding water, is actually blank.
Ellen raised her hand first.
Team Ralph.
Sure.
Bacteria.
That's correct.
Whoa!
Nice. One team for one point.
I would have not guessed that.
That is correct.
What would you have guessed?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It says it's actually bacteria that's been living in your intestines and was then ejected as food passed through.
Wait, how do we chime in?
Just raise our hand. Raise your hand.
Buzz,
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Just
it's an honor
fart.
System right now.
Fart. Burp.
Push the lady in don't the middle stomach until we something have, comes yeah. out.
The buzzer. We don't have six.
Oh yeah, true. Okay.
Shannon, gain control.
Shake the.
I think that Dave and Ellen are going to do the best in this. I feel.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure to split them up. Okay, so number two is multiple choice. How many times does the average person pass gas per day?
Ooh.
Is it A, 2? B, 25, C, 14, or D, 50?
I'll say Ding. D, 50.
All right, so
Lucy.
Lucy yeah, said wait, 50.
No, go for it.
Yeah.
Well, we're all on the same wait, team. Confirm.
Yeah. I was going to, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
All right, they say,
Christ if I know.
I went 14.
No, okay, so Team J is saying D, 50?
It. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Great, so now we have a chance to steal.
I'm going to say that's what my 14.
I think 25, yeah, but you want to do 14, I'll do 14.
I think it's probably 14.
Oh, 25 was B?
25 was another option, right?
Yes. 25 2, seems like 25,
25,
or 14.
25, 14, or 2, which I
2 is not a...
definitely not 2.
Does this count burps or is it just farts?
Just farts. Oh, no, it's... Is that,
I mean, how many times we go back over the question? I mean...
All right, if you want to go with 14,
this is how they stack
in
the answer.
This is how they start stacking against me.
We're going 14.
This is how they stack against me every week.
That is correct.
Bam! 14, all right.
Getting ass kicked already.
Okay. We're already winning. I love it.
I really need Jay to win a game.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Number three. The Mariko Oweki phenomenon consists of the urge to defecate while visiting a blank.
Ooh.
So this is an odd phenomenon.
What's
where,
it called again?
Oh, I think I know this thing.
Mariko Aoki. Yes,
I know it. No.
I was going to say cemetery. But
Steve Aoki concert.
No, wait.
Well, he said cemetery.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
Okay, good. Now Ellen says
pet cemetery.
Library.
That's correct. Or bookstore.
Oh,
library.
Fuck.
I love it.
Because is it? Look at Jay.
I know nothing.
Can you all see? Apparently, can you see on camera Jay's soul leaving his body? That
that's not what's happening. I'm talking myself out of hitting you with a bottle. I'm talking myself into not breaking this beer bottle on this wall and just cutting you on the arm. Dave, I don't want to kill you, but I want you hurt.
Dave, you really have to come through for Jay.
I know. This is horrible. I'm so sorry, Jay.
Okay, number four.
Here, do you need this?
No.
Yo, did you gonna let this white bitch take you down? You gonna let this Karen fucking talk you and shit and fart knowledge, dude? This is what happens. Front of the bus, yo. Fuck her.
She's about to tell you can't look at birds in Central Park.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Is it 3-1 right now?
Yes. No, 3-0.
3-0.
Oh, 3-0. I like that even better. All
okay.
right.
Number four. This animal has cube-shaped poop, which they use to remember where they're at. Dave.
Wombat.
That's correct.
Whoa! Jay and I
on the board.
Did a whole story about that.
I know.
You said a wombat?
We had an animal conservationist on who told us about
square poops.
All right, know it all.
No, it was actually on a South Park episode, I think, or a Family Guy episode.
Fucking teacher's pet over here. All right.
Okay, number five.
I thought he said rombat for a second. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Rhombus,
like a rhombus?
Rhombus, yeah. Rhombat.
I just think he thinks that there's an animal called a rombat. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Can you say for sure there isn't?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
but
go.
I'm just, I can say for sure.
Your fucking team's cocky, dude. I hate it.
No, I learned something.
We're on the board.
Okay, number five. A proctophilia is the name of a fetish where someone is aroused by blank.
Smelling farts. No.
I mean, we have to go by it because she answered that. Is it that?
So it's flatulence.
Well, that's right then.
It's not just smelling farts. So that's up to you guys. Fart fetish. It's up to Jay's team.
Jay, let Jay, you decide. If that's fair, but what else would it mean? What is smelling farts and flatulence? What's the difference?
The sound of it, yeah, the feeling sound. Of it, doing it.
You can have it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Take it.
All right, number six. Okay, get ready, guys. The name of the gas.
You're just talking to us. You're telling us to get ready because you need everybody. Us to answer something.
Hold on, Ellen. Ellen, look at the cheat sheet. Make sure you know you're on question five.
Dude, Jay, you totally should just sexually harass her after all these fucking games she makes on you.
She already said she's going to meet to you.
Yeah,
gonna
you
meet
had a whole anyway, hand dude. Up your ass.
I'm going
to
suck your butt cheeks later.
The name of the gas that makes our farts smell bad is, this is multiple choice.
Oh, I think I know it. I know it.
THC.
Are you buzzing in?
Not yet, no.
Okay, A, helium, B, propane, C, hydrogen sulfide.
I'm going with D.
D is nitrogen. That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck me.
C. Okay, Jay, that is correct.
Oh, wait, we lose it. We lose it. It's them. That's right. My fault.
Sulfide.
I thought it was sulfur, but I thought I didn't, so I'm out.
You're trying to jump the multiple choice.
Yeah, I
don't like playing games with you at all.
I thought you were going to guess that D was methane. Or
D
something.
Could have been crackers.
I thought D was,
I thought D was methane.
Here's what it is. I thought if four was going to be the obvious choice, the first three sound wrong to me. That's why.
You guys are getting a little cocky. It's
okay. That's right. We're so far ahead of the game. I'm just fucking.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Number seven, a person who is a professional farter is called blank.
Oh, a professional farter.
Fartist.
We need those on our fucking show.
What was the term for the guy who like gets excited by flatulator?
I was gonna say flatulator.
Is that your guess? That is incorrect.
No, it's just another joke.
he said fartist. He said fartist first. So if that's incorrect. Right, I think
pedoman.
No. Okay, so nobody gets this one. The actual answer is flatulist.
That was so close. So what did you say?
I said flatulator and a fartist.
Oh, you
a fartist.
If I would have fucking mixed it. Can Ralph judge if we should get that right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna bite the top off this box.
Okay, number eight. This show was rumored to be the first to show a toilet. In reality, they only showed the toilet tank on this episode titled Captain Jack.
Happy All days. In the Family. Happy days. All in the Family.
Happy days?
You're both incorrect.
Fuck.
I was going to say Married with Children.
Nope. Want to take one more stab, Ralph?
Wow.
Sorry.
Nope.
Leave it to Beaver. Nope. Leave it to Beaver.
You don't get guessed because you're... So we said Happy Days, All in the Family. What was yours? You said...
Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls Club.
Beverly Hills Billy.
I don't have a guess. I don't
Monkeys,
really.
Dude.
I don't have a guess. I don't have a guess.
Gidget? Wait,
the New Adventures of Gidget?
Yeah. A Brady Show.
No.
Brady Bunch.
Laverne and Shirley. Yeah.
The New Monkeys.
And now we're just fucking spitballing here.
Small Wonder. Wait. I got a few more. Auto Man came on Fridays late night.
I remember Auto Man.
Mantis?
I do know The Mandalorian the is BJ the first the bear. Time you see a space toilet.
So easy to derail everything, toilet. Shannon. You see how easy that is? I'm a fartist.
What's the answer?
Leave it to Beaver.
Oh my God.
Which you said, David.
That was one of our
eight
guesses.
Oh, I did say leave it to Beaver.
I mean, I think they should get credit for that because I
we're all yelling it out.
Yeah, we'll let them have that one. Yeah.
All right. Were you allowed, down by what? What's the score now?
It's 4
were you allowed, Ralph?
4-3, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Catching up.
Of
course, I went
through
like 20 TV shows.
It's 4-3.
No, but that was like the fourth thing.
Yeah, like the 18.
Really.
All
right. And guys, just remember.
They had one in the van.
You don't have to yell out the answer. You just have to yell out a buzz or a ding, and then you can consult with your team.
Right. Yeah. Right. You okay. Idiot.
Number 9. 7 million of these items are dropped in the toilet every year.
Ding.
Yes.
Now let's talk about it.
You have 10 seconds.
Is it turds?
No, that was not ever said before, the 10 seconds thing.
Go ahead. Discuss.
I have an answer.
Seven million of these items are dropped in the toilet every year. Jay, buzz
Wait,
first.
Can I ask a question?
You
dropped
sure can.
By accident no, or that, dropped no, intentionally?
It's just what I read.
Oh.
It's dropped.
If they don't answer a question, that's not, they can't just control and decide. Three.
Cell phones.
Two.
Yep, that is correct.
Yes. What did it say? What was the answer?
Cell phones.
Oh.
Yeah.
The game is now tied.
Yeah.
So let's say once, if you're consulting, we give you 10 seconds.
Sure. I don't like that at all, but okay.
How long do you want to discuss
it? Like 5 minutes.
Well, Ralph likes to bill by the hour.
All right, fine. We'll give you, but then you just, whoever says ding first gets 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to count so fast when you try to ding early now.
It's fine. Out loud. It's fine.
Okay, number 10. A flushing toilet was seen for the first time in this movie, which led to complaints about indecency.
Ding.
Oh. That was not me.
Anybody.
What was the question? Sorry.
The first flushing toilet
was seen for the first time in this movie.
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't think it's right.
Well,
no,
here's what I would say.
Has a guess.
I would say I'm down with the guess because they don't know anything. So I'm going to do the ding. I'm dinging in.
I'm going to guess airplane.
No.
No.
Okay.
Jay's team, you want to take a guess?
I'm not going to ding just yet.
No, you got to ding.
I think Space Odyssey? 2001?
No, a flushing toilet.
It's got to be in the 60s.
No, it's got to be. It's it's got to be like a wholesome movie that this
I think it's the time period.
Is it the Who's Tommy?
You guys are far off.
Here's what I think is that...
Because he can only smell?
Because like a movie like... it has to be a PG-rated or a G-rated movie, or else there wouldn't be decency concerns.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Do you just want the answer?
Oh.
Neverending Story.
I'm going to say a guess. I'm going to make a guess. One
Mary
last one.
Poppins?
Go ahead.
Sound of Music.
No.
No, I got it. It's Red Heat.
No, Red Heat.
The making of Michael Jackson's Thriller. Death Wish.
The answer is...
Hang on, I still got more.
Okay.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Commando.
Nope.
Commando.
Commando.
Terminator 2.
Nope. Turner and
Terminator
Hooch.
1.
Nope.
Terminator 4.
Nope.
Rocky.
Nope.
6.
All right, Shannon, what's the answer?
The answer is Psycho.
Oh, my God, I was going to say Psycho.
Psycho, shit, Warrior? Really?
Yes, but the reason why I didn't is because I figured it was an R-rated film because of the horror
angle.
Out
when everyone stopped guessing, why don't even throw it out? Were God you thinking it? Were you gonna, I hate when he says that.
I think it was time
tied?
Period.
I really thought
I love
my head.
You so much.
I wanted to say The Graduate.
Because I love you, Leah Sutton. I love you and your body, Leah Sutton.
I'm going to keep your son alive.
I'm not gonna bash this bottle over your son's head, Leah Sutton, for one more day. Because I love you, baby.
So nice. Where are we at? Is it 4-3?
It's 4-4. It's even.
Oh, shit.
Even right now. Okay, number 11. This American comedian was discovered dead in his bathroom.
Ding.
Yes,
okay.
Jay.
Now think about it for a second.
I know it.
Nine, eight. Well, they
you definitely should know this.
You should know this.
Four.
It's in your wheelhouse.
Three.
I know it. Two. I know it.
One. Time's up. What's your
time's
guess,
up, Jay? You got to guess.
Lenny
three.
Bruce. That,
who said that?
We
it
did.
Wasn't your turn, so I can't give it to you.
No, the time was up.
No, I said what was your guess, yet. Jay, and he didn't answer, so no one gets that point.
Damn it.
The answer is Lenny Bruce. Bruce, but you guys
don't get it.
All right.
You just can follow the rules, guys.
I like that Shannon's laying down the law.
Our team captain.
You know what's funny? As soon as Shannon plans to meet too, she really fucking gets cocky.
I'll say it right now. Lenny Bruce, not my bag. Never dug him.
I don't know any of his comedy.
I just know he died on the toilet.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know any of his comedy at all.
It's just boring old shit. Yeah.
What?
Boring old shit.
Boring old shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think I've ever seen any of his comedy.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
I appreciate the hits he took.
Yes,
but the actual comedy is
no.
Like,
as I'm saying, it's like, no, he did like he was like a pioneer of like things, but like the actual like comedy, what he like, I don't give a shit. It's never caught me
as a kid.
But like Elvis,
who was the comic
Judy
that you're
Garland,
like, oh my god,
Lenny Bruce,
I mean, Dice,
all
like,
died.
But even how old were you at that
I
time?
Elvis,
when he was like 11
but
or 12.
Like
Elvis, like, he's definitely
too much talking.
He was very comedy like towards the end there. Elvis.
There's a lot of kings who died on toilets.
Sexy.
That's a 4-4.
Yeah. But anyway, just really quickly, you were 11 when Dice came out?
Yeah, 11 or 12. Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking I was.
It was huge. I mean, before that, I watched every. You know, I saw like.
He did that special. Like, he was like one of the.
On Dangerfield special.
Yeah. I remember that very well.
That was the first thing I saw.
That's crazy.
And my step pop brought home Dice Man Cometh.
Because that was already when he was huge.
No, that's what made him huge.
Oh, is it? Because I remember seeing him on, I guess it was a Dangerfield comedy special. Mm-hmm. Then he wasn't big yet.
No, okay. The next day, though, he was.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I remember that. Okay, go on, Shannon.
Okay, number 12. This is a fill in the blank. Toilet is derived from the French word for blank.
Probably not. Toilet is
a ding, because it's got to be from the perfume. So,
no.
Some smell?
Are you counting the seconds?
Say the questions again. Sorry, one more time, the question.
Toilet is derived from the French word for blank.
I'm telling you, perfume's called like the word toilet.
This
is
in her book.
That's got to be 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need an answer, guys.
Somebody
smell.
Ding?
Scent.
At 10 Nine seconds, ding? They get a buzz.
That's incorrect.
I have one guess.
Ralph's team.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I want to say closet.
You say closet. I don't know if I feel right about that.
But maybe. What do you feel right about, Ralph?
I'm going to tell you.
The answer you already know? The answer that Shannon already told you?
Water.
No, that's not right. No. Because in eau de toilette, O is water.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, time's up. What
and
do you think,
water
guys?
Closet. How about,
so closet might be right.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Closet.
It's time's up. What's your answer?
Yeah,
closet.
Okay, the answer is little towel.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
shit.
Wow.
That was in, I think it was in her book.
In Pipe Dreams? Yeah.
That is something I would have never guessed.
Is that a bubble to blow air up your ass to fart?
No, this is a thing to suck out farts into a carbon filter so you don't have to smell them as bad.
That seems far more complicated.
Why did you bring that?
Because it's a fart vac.
Okay.
And we tried it out and I kept blowing my own farts in my face and I was like, it's not filtering it. I just smell my own farts.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that's the thing that got made. That's okay. Like the leftover parts of like a blood pressure machine.
That was like tire pressure.
Yeah. Wait, do I get extra credit if I know it's called a sphygmomanometer?
You're supposed to put that up
that's
your ass?
Good.
No, you're supposed to put it in your underwear, and then when you fart, you like. Here, let me stick
Looks
this
like
in.
Looks like an advanced enema.
Yeah. Right. You stick this in, and then when you fart, you squeeze and. But I didn't fart yet.
I know, but still, I don't see how that
just
works.
Just sucker fart, Ralph.
Because to me, the air is already in
Do you
here.
Even give a shit about this show?
Definitely have
Why am I driving down here from Hell's Kitchen?
It's supposed to like suck it.
I gotta look for parking.
You're not in Hell's Kitchen.
That's what it's considered.
Is it really? I thought it was too west side to be Hell's Kitchen.
I thought that was where Hell's Kitchen was.
No, I thought Hell's Kitchen stopped at like 9th Avenue and then it became
We knocked down some walls and made the kitchen bigger.
Where are we at now, Shannon? We're still leaving.
We have cabinet refacing.
I just imagine you yelling at Christine, this Whopper is cold!
With four more questions. This is number 13.
Yes.
This American comedian is heir to the famous bathroom-related fortune of Crane Plumbing. Who is the comedian?
Jesus Christ.
Crane Plumbing. American
Fraser Crane.
Also an actor, Bobby added, if that helps you guys.
An actor, comedian, heir to a fame, a fortune.
A plumbing fortune.
Jesus Christ. No one's coming. Is it? Let me ask you this. Well, I can't ask any leading questions.
Is Carrie Godfrey considered a comedian?
We have a question. I have a question. Is it Godfrey?
Do you guys want to take guesses?
No. Oh, I will, though.
No, okay.
Is Carrot Top considered a comedian?
I would imagine so.
Is that a guess?
No, okay. I don't want to use that.
I love the way Shannon lays down the law.
That'd be hilarious if you were right, though.
If you throw one out there, I'll throw a guess.
Actor, though.
I'm somebody who can also an actor.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Is it Louis?
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
No.
Tom Papa.
You can't guess again.
Sorry.
Also no, but Ralph's
team. I don't. So now we get two guesses.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really a stickler. Kevin Pollak.
No.
That's a good one.
Forget the Pollock thing would be splat shits, you know?
I don't have any guesses at all.
Yes, you do. Mitch Hedberg.
No, imagine he's still alive, this person. Because they said is an actor, not was an actor.
Okay.
I have nothing. I have no guess.
I have no guess either.
Okay. The answer is
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Chevy Chase's birth name is Cornelius
comedian.
Crane Chase.
Comedian threw the whole thing off there.
Of the Crane Plumbing family.
Yeah. Comedic actor.
Yeah, that would have been a
comedian
better.
Through the whole thing.
A comedian
thing
and actor.
Yeah, was he a stand-up?
Yeah, but he's not really
ever?
A comedian yeah. at all.
So in the trivia list, it just said American so comedian. Bad.
Well, you could have made a little tweak there. You know.
I did make the tweak, Jay. I said also like actor.
Well, Bobby told you to say that, and it wasn't much more help.
Did you hear it differently?
Just whoa! Wow, she is me, too, and Jay all over this place.
Wow. Just think about how this show started and where we're at.
I don't know what happened, but fucking Ralph got some dirt on Shannon. He knows something bad about her, and she has turned on me like a goddamn, never, like a fucking raccoon. She has
by the way,
my hand. And Ralph, she just cheats for Ralph, and they do this all the time.
This is, by the way, the way we talk about you when you're not here.
I know. And
these
I always
games
first.
I know. We try and figure out how can we make it seem like it's fair, and yet still fuck Jay
still
over.
Still tied, guys.
No. All right, Shannon, let's go. Keep doing it.
Okay, number 14. Often known as the quote unquote right way, 75% of people prefer.
Ding!
Yes,
over.
David, that's correct. And the rest of the question is prefer toilet to hang paper. The toilet paper this way, and it is over.
You know what I heard? I want to know if this is true. You guys probably have done the research on this.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
So apparently, the reason why the toilet paper companies push for you to do over is that you use more toilet yes. paper, and that's why they say it's the right way. Is that yes. correct?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's and really.
You use like 20% more.
Yeah,
like that.
That's yeah. why they say that. But truthfully, under makes more sense because you don't waste paper.
Yes. Okay. But I mean,
it does make sense because I don't want to fish for it.
Well, yes. I think everything should be personal preference. But on our show, Dave is an under and I'm an
over. I'm an under. I remember that from
yeah.
the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I believe in a dictatorship. And I'll say, I think it should be mandatory.
I mean, I go into people's bathrooms and switch it to over.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. If not, you should maybe put into, and I know I'm just spitballing here, thrown into some sort of a camp or something where they can make you think differently about things or else.
Or else.
I hate over. Never do over.
Yeah.
You do under?
Always under.
Huh. A big fucking tall galoot like you?
Yeah, always.
But he has a longer
down.
Reach.
I also have a bidet, which I prefer anyway.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. So dainty.
Gets into the crevices.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have a bidet on right now, but I'll tell you what I do have. Now, both my showers have the removable thing, and one of them shoots a beam. And I tell you what.
You get it in there?
Just cram it up my ass pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but so, does that mean that you...
I water pick my fucking...
You should get a shower shot.
Do you shower after you shit every time when you're home?
Well, I get my shits done... And then shower, yes.
Always.
Go back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I shower for the day, if I have to shit again, it's like I'll be thinking about it all night.
So you shower again?
If I can't, no, I'm saying, but like, but that will bother me all night. Even though, even after I shit, my crazy OCD, you could probably eat a fucking sour worm out of my asshole 2 minutes after I shit and
right,
see nothing.
So that's a new challenge on the show, I guess.
Yeah, I go two knuckles deep, Ralph. Two knuckles deep in the shower.
Jesus,
look at
I
it.
Don't do that. I don't
look
do that.
At it.
No wonder that nail is so trimmed.
Yeah, right.
All right, Shannon, we're even. We got what, three questions left?
No, we're up by one.
Oh, you're up by one. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
He just won with the over.
Yeah, that's right. You're ahead by one. We have what, three questions left? Two questions left?
Two questions left. So for this one, the answer is a specific number. So it's going to be the team that gets closer to the right answer.
Okay.
The longest fart on record was by Bernard Clems of London. How long did it last? So you can consult amongst your teams. The one who's closest wins. This round.
Is this closest without going over Price is Right rules?
I think it should be.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then we just go $1.
30.
30 what? 45 what?
Seconds.
Seconds?
No.
30's a lot. 30's a lot.
I'm going to say 2.5 minutes.
That's a long time, but we're not getting... I don't know if I like
mean,
it.
I just made a 45 like seconds? A 10-second fart right now.
What?
45 seconds? Yeah,
They're saying 45 seconds.
No, I said 30. I thought 30 was a good median. 30 is a long time. I'd almost say 25 would be quite a long fart.
I want to say 2
He's
minutes.
British, so he's probably eating a lot of beans.
Also, but here's the thing. No, but they also might... Are they counting like those Howard Stern farter guy rules where they're talking about like
the air
sucking in and pulling out? It's like playing a violin with your ass.
I think that's probably part of it if it's in...
Because then you're talking about that. It's going to be like minutes upon minutes.
Because I remember, Howard had a guy on that could just continuously fart.
It seems like it's just one continuous, though. One long continuous fart.
So
because then you can't suck in and keep going.
How many I seconds? Would say 2 minutes.
Well, they're already saying that. Jay, you're not Googling that, are you?
No. All
right. I'll let you go for it.
I say 45 seconds.
All right, so they went in with 45 seconds. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I'm not telling you if it's right. You guys now have to say, I'm just the closest one wins.
Okay, so we're going to say 46 seconds.
Okay, so I guess technically Ralph's team wins. The answer is 2 minutes and 42
wow.
seconds.
Wow.
It was over 2 minutes. Wow. I knew it was going to be over 2 minutes.
So it's Ty going in the last
I
question.
I said 2 minutes.
Yes.
You did.
Damn it.
She said 2 minutes. Yeah, that's great.
It comes down to this. Fuck. Okay. This tiny creature has the highest output of farts.
Wow.
Ani.
Tiny creature.
Tiny creature.
Can we ask if it's, is it a mammal?
Can't
answer,
no, oh, you can't
okay.
answer.
I have no guesses.
Tiny creature.
Maybe like a...
I feel like insects...
Rat.
Like
it has the worst diet.
I feel like insects don't fart.
Yeah, I don't think
or something.
Right? I think a rat... Because it eats such garbage.
I don't know.
That's a good. That's as good a guess.
I've seen a chipmunk or something like that.
A chipmunk.
Mole.
Yeah.
Like a possums. Maybe.
A squirrel eats a lot of nuts.
Possums could be good too.
Opossums are huge though.
They can be.
Yeah.
Tiny
good
creature.
Point, Luce.
Tiny creature.
I like calling you by familiarity.
maybe a
good team. Luce.
That's a good captain. You know right there.
I'll be honest. Yeah. Maybe some sort of bacteria.
Luce, kid, you're doing great out there.
Yeah, I feel like an amoeba lets loose gas.
No, but I don't know if that would that be a fart? I don't know. I think only
a creature.
I don't think that.
It's like, an insect, though.
No. Something smaller than an insect?
Fly farts?
That'd do they fight? I doubt they fart, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
A frog. A frog, maybe?
Frog's a good one.
Ooh.
Let's go with frog.
Gonna go with frog?
Sure.
Frog? Okay, so that's your guy's guess, frog.
Well, can you say it all bitchy like frog. That, Shannon? That's your guy's fucking guess, is frog.
I just want to know if it's an official
your
answer.
Fucking guess is frog. Okay, then I guess that's your guess. No, eh.
Well, no, eh.
I'm going to take it back. I don't think it's
you've right. become unfriendly, Shannon.
Because you hear about how many cows there are and how they cause a lot of fart issues. There's so many goddamn rats, you think you would hear that as a story.
Mm. Or the farts. They're everywhere. They're in the walls.
That's true.
It would fuck up the audio.
Constantly
in the studio.
Farting.
Hmm. Tiny creature. Creature.
Barnacle?
I don't like
they
that.
They have the longest penis.
Do they?
Yes.
Yeah, big, huge fat dicks, dude.
Yeah,
big
giant
farts.
Fucking
with that comes great farts.
Yeah.
We need to guess something.
All right. I mean, you're the fart
Alan, you're the fart expert.
I know. I can't think of anything.
Mm, what they, you guys said frog? You guys went with frog?
We're like, show me frog.
See, how about, here's a weird one. How about chinchilla? Let's throw it out there.
Oh, that's probably it, actually.
Yeah.
Now that you say it out loud.
I've had a slow loris.
I would say
by the way, Ralph, I'll tell you something right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to stop right now.
But I'm not a tiny
if the answer
creature.
Is fucking chinchilla, dude, I'm going to fucking throw my phone at you. I'm going to lose control.
No, it's not. You know why
and Chris
not
is going to stop me, and I'm going to realize later I've made a big mistake, and no. I love you, but I'm going to get it.
It's not a chinchilla because people have pet chinchillas, and I would have heard that.
You think
that
you won't get farty pets? You're trying to fucking
I would have heard that
make me question my own fucking thing.
Fuck pets.
Is that your eyes official
no,
answer?
I'm not answering that. I don't think it's right.
All
right.
I got
that's
nothing.
Definitely more than 10 seconds.
Tiny creature?
Yeah. I'll defer anything Fega goes with, I'm happy with.
Oh, damn.
I'm signing it off on that.
I feel like it's a sea creature. I'm going to say shrimp.
Ooh.
That is incorrect. The actual answer is termite.
Whoa.
Damn it.
Oh,
I would have never guessed
termite.
That.
Wow.
Wow. I wouldn't think insects fart. Yeah. I don't know. Huh. So do we end this even?
No, so we have to go into
sudden
lightning round.
We have
sudden
to go
guess?
Into over. I mean, I have some overtime.
It's a taste
it's a
test,
quiz.
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Just gotta go like just.
Well, whoever gets the next, gets the next question right wins.
Okay, this is a true false. Your poop should always be an S shape.
It's false.
And
no,
false.
Yesterday. That's correct. You guys win.
Wait a minute. She never buzzed. Is that what's happening?
She never buzzed.
I said false.
She never buzzed.
Oh, I think it's true. Sorry, I was like,
she never
buzzed. I was looking at Mike. Wait.
I said false.
She
did say
never
false.
Buzzed.
Ellen's
and Ralph's
I
getting
didn't hear it, so it's up
face.
To what you guys
well,
heard.
She said it first.
I said false.
But Jay saying she didn't buzz. How about this?
Well, Shannon should be the judge of
it.
That.
I said false twice.
She definitely, but here's what I think is fair. Do another question. You don't think that's fair?
She.
I mean, I make perfect.
You never lost the question for not buzzing.
Someone's like, I'm like, what's a shape?
But no one's been buzzing.
You ever watch Jeopardy?
Ours is like, just like.
All right, fine. I'll take the L. I don't want to hear from fucking fans.
You ever watch Jeopardy?
You ever watch Jeopardy?
Rob, you've won all of these.
I'll take the L. I'll take the L.
That is Jeopardy rules.
I'm taking the L.
That's Jeopardy rules.
I'm taking the L.
So they won't give it to you. You have to buzz in.
I don't know if it's
a but I did say before to make sure.
Okay, I'll take the L. I'm all taking the L.
Jay's You're not taking the L. Team J. You received the L, dude. Yes.
After I took it.
I presented you the L.
After I took the L. Woo!
This is so not as bad as a lot of the L's he's taken on this show.
No, for sure. All right, so now it's been...
No, but this is... I mean, when I get to fucking... Jay's ready. One day.
But I really hope, by the way...
Dude, it's got to be in front of like a hair one, metal, like some... What can I make...
It's got to be, but here's the thing. It's got to be on the show.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, yes, right? Only within
the... Yeah, no, in front of one of your heroes.
That's fine.
If you keep booking beautiful women, by the way, I won't do it because I'll be too humiliated, but... Anytime you bring in some fucking some 80s bass player, dude, I'm going to fucking, I'm going to knock your hair back.
Ralph's like, I finally got Slash and fucing Jay just starts
you
eating
sure
dental
do. You sure do.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right, so Beefaroni, let's do this.
Hello.
Because this is, everyone else has been here before. He has not. We'll answer the first with him, with David, and then we'll do the smell test on the fart. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shannon, play the first.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
I'm 51 years old and I plan shows about farts. Yeah. It's very weird.
Dude, on, I'm just thinking about Axl Rose living the dream. Sitting in here.
Yeah.
I got Thai food order before we do our commercials.
Dude, I'm just thinking about Axl Rose somehow sitting in here and then Jay just getting up and being like, hey, Ralph, you're in the jungle now, baby.
Here's the thing. I don't think Jay would do it in front of someone that he really cares about. I think
that's how funny it would be, dude.
Yeah. I think it's more going
to
be.
You'd have to.
When it's like a lesser known group, I think is when he's going to do it. I don't think he would want to do it in front of Slash. That's my feelings.
No, I wouldn't want to do it more in front of like a young hip group. If it was one, I think it'd be funnier to do it in front of like a real like.
If Def Leppard's in studio, legend. You would do it in front of Def Leppard.
Is the one armed guy here?
Probably not.
Then yeah.
Okay. Right. Out of respect.
Out of respect. The guy with one arm. Guy stayed in the band one arm.
Put some English on that.
So the name of the show is Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. We always ask our first time guest there. First experience with all three. Starting with rock and roll, we mean the first concert you ever went to on your own volition. Something we're going to know, not one that your parents
volition.
Said
you weren't something made to go to.
Something you're going to know. Okay, so it's not like a first punk show or something like that?
Anything. Yeah, but it's a show. But like ideally not like some local band, you know?
You're coming out of the Jim 13? Crow South. You're allowed to pick your own concerts finally.
Not that old.
No, but Ralph is. That's why he was confused.
13 of... Yeah, 13.
What? The band is called...
No. I saw... The first band I saw was a band called Plaid Retina.
Sorry.
That you don't know who the fuck that is. Primus is the first.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good one.
And I was like, I think at that point, like 15.
New York?
Sorry?
In New York?
No, Rochester, New York.
We almost, by the way, did a podcast that he was going to do. Les Claypool was going to host his own podcast. It never happened, but we were talking back and forth with him for like 3 months, and then they changed their mind.
Dude, I was one time I was going to meet Mario Lopez. Never actually panned out. But anybody else want to talk about something they never did?
No, we actually were talking about it. It just didn't happen. All right. The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed's the worst drug you ever did.
While you think about it, let me tell you. Also, I've never met Elizabeth Berkeley.
Did you ever talk about meeting Elizabeth Berkeley? Were you like backing?
I saw a really cute dog on the way here, but I didn't pet it.
Okay, fair enough. Now, did you actually speak with Elizabeth Berkeley?
Oh, maybe. I forget, man. Okay. I was pretty blackout.
All right, fair enough.
So not weed, acid. And I was probably like 19.
And did you 20. Love it? Hate it?
First time was great. And I did it 3 more times after that. Hated it.
All 3 times? So yeah, just one good one?
Yeah, first one was terrible. It was great.
The ones you hated... Left. How bad were the ones you hit? That can go so bad, right?
No, it wasn't like a bad trip. Bad. It was more like
it's so three long. Times.
It was just like, yeah, I didn't have any kind of fun. It was more just like speedy and just like, you know, you're just like up all night. It was a nightmare.
What's the drug we're supposed to do next, Shannon? Do you remember?
What is a GHB?
GHB.
Oh, can I come in for that? Is Jude getting that?
Wait, can I propose something?
Yes.
So it's gonna happen again. So we did all Molly on my birthday on the show a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We are again recording on my birthday in a couple of weeks. Can we do Molly again together for my birthday on the show?
What's the date?
June 9th.
Well, that is soon.
Yeah, I think so.
Ralph, will you do it?
You know what's funny? That is supposed to be, and I don't want to say the idea yet because it's hasn't been 100% confirmed yet.
I got to make sure his bell's out of town. And
yeah. Les Claypool's actually coming in
Les Claypool to record his first episode.
With Mario
Shannon,
Lopez.
I don't think we could talk about it, but you know, the idea that we were talking about, the competition is that night as well.
I mean, we can.
So that might be really fun.
The great contest?
We have a contest with other people that I don't want to say because it's not 100% confirmed.
The greatest contest of all time?
I told you what it was.
It's you guys arm wrestling Mario Lopez and Les.
Yeah. Yeah, who's wrestling whom? Okay, so yes, I will say yes. You know what's going to make Jay happy? The next day, you know what I will do, Jay? I won't run the next day.
Oh, shit. Wow, what a sacrifice you made for me. I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah. Now, go tell us. Tell us how you ran today.
I didn't run today.
What? You took a day off?
No, I run Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Oh, so you got to wake up tomorrow and do something.
Tomorrow morning, yeah. Oh, I ran a half marathon on Saturday, by the way.
Ooh, shut your mouth.
Yes, you know I did.
Shut right up. What happened? Did you win? What place did you come in?
I ran by with my cousin.
Don't call it a half marathon.
Why not? It's a distance.
You call it a run.
It's a distance.
You call it a run. Did you and him hug at the end of it?
Yeah.
Aww.
Nice.
Show's getting so gay.
13.2 miles.
All right.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
By the way, me and Shannon had a whole long phone call based around. I go, every time Ralph talks about running, play Chariots of Fire theme.
And he didn't mention it the whole show.
Yeah. It was so great that you did eventually. Yeah, we knew fine. You couldn't. By the way, Shannon, he's also mentioned to me out in the lobby before we started the show. So it comes up. Don't worry, it comes
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get in shape.
Fucking jog-a-rooney over here.
Your first time you had sex.
I was a late bloomer, 21.
Wow, that is very late.
Yeah.
Where, how did that happen? Was it someone you were dating?
Yeah, this girl I was into, 21. I was definitely in college. So that was, yeah. It was a long burn.
Was it a one off or did you see her for a while?
No, we dated for like 5 years.
And that's
right. Shit. After that.
Wow.
Wait a minute. It didn't take 5 years to have sex with her.
No.
You had sex for 5 years.
We had sex and then, yeah, exactly. Okay. Sex for 5 years.
That's better. That's a much better answer. Okay, so now let's do the plugs for everybody and then I'll smell the fart as we round up the show. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
We will start with all of our guests. Chris?
At Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. And then obviously my show here, Thursdays at 8, High Society Radio. And then I have another podcast by myself called Notes of a Goon. And this is live.
This is live.
I'm hosting for Lewis and Zach at Old Man Hustle on Sunday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Also part of the Fab Four of the first shows on the network, which is pretty cool. It's a long time. Shannon's going to be here starting tomorrow, is it, Shannon?
No, on my birthday is 5 years.
On your birthday? You started on your birthday?
I was hired on my birthday.
That's cute. I remember that. I remember her coming to my house. It's pretty funny.
You and Lewis.
We had sex. It was wild. Okay, Ellen?
You rapist.
Check out the Hey Poopy podcast at wherever you can get your podcast, or go to heypoopypodcast.com plus the Instagram, Hey Poopy Podcast.
Or Twitter at Hey Poopy.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm talking through her.
We have become one through my farts.
And anything you want to plug in on top of that?
No, that's good. Hey Poopy, all the way.
Lucy?
You can check out all of my links on allofmylinks.com/sunflowerlucy. And I also am on Twitter. You can look up my name, Lucy Sunflower, because I'm shadow banned, unfortunately, for my pornography and showing off my titties.
On Twitter, they shadow banned?
Yeah, automatically. Really? You have to send. Yeah, if you're a sex worker or show nudity, you're automatically our shadow banned.
Commies.
But if you just Google my name, Lucy Sunflower, all of my stuff should come up.
Titties.
Twitter.
Come right up on Google.
Yeah.
They'll shadow ban you from Google.
So you can check out all of my links.
I thought Twitter was the one
place. I blame the Hasids.
I thought Twitter was the one place that allowed everything.
But they shadow ban you if you do show adult work, and you do have to, and they automatically make it so you have to show that, you have to let them know that you're showing sensitive media. They're cracking down.
And it's also like when the shadow ban just makes it difficult for people to look you up.
Right.
But if you just go on Google and you look up Lucy Sunflower, I come up immediately on everything. So that's the easiest way to find me because, I show off my hoochie and my boob.
Jay, I've seen it.
My butthole. And
Jay shows his butthole.
I've seen her butthole also.
Jay, your plugs?
My plugs are bigjcomedy.com for all my dates. A lot of stuff coming up. Austin, Texas.
I'll be there.
We're doing a live Legion of Skanks. I'm doing a What's Your Fucking Deal. And I'm recording on Friday and Saturday. I'm going to record for a new crowd work album. Then we're going to figure out how we're going to release that. And then after that, Indianapolis, Baltimore, Maryland, just nonstop Orlando, all over the place.
I'm excited to come see the show. I'm coming specifically just for that.
Hell yeah. And Bonfire is back. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network.
And Six and Jump is done, huh?
Think so.
Bothers me.
We're going to do some sort of like wrap up on it.
You never
I think,
got to my
yeah.
episode. It's fucking nice,
Ari moved to the fucking jungle.
Is that what happened? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That. For good?
I mean, he's back. No, he's back now. Oh. He was gone for like 4 months.
Yeah, he
maybe.
Left in the summer.
Oh, right? Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Shannon?
You can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982.
Shannon, was the name of your podcast always that?
Ralph.
That? I'm not saying it?
Yes. Yeah. For the whole, I think it's like eight years now. Yeah. It's always okay. been the thing.
The thing is?
Ding.
I didn't want to say it. Ani?
You guys can follow me at Ani_Moosh on Instagram and Twitter and check out my website at AniMooshMedia.com.
Let's see how this goes. So, you know, I'm running every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
I hadn't heard.
There it goes. I want to see how long it takes Shannon. That was pretty good. Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton and my other podcast, Good Sugar Podcast, GSP as we call it. Comes out every single Monday. And
someone already has that, by the way.
Yeah.
George St. Pierre.
I know. He might kick your ass.
He wants to fight me for it, from what I understand. Yeah. All right, so now we'll end the show with me seeing if these pills actually work.
Yes, can we also play the Chariots Fire theme while you get farted?
Sure. Hold on. I'll put my goggles on. Shannon, I'll let you pick a song of the week. Why not, Shannon?
Oh, is it not going to be Chariots of Fire?
Oh, it could be Chariots of Fire. Let's do that. All right,
there's
we'll do
one
it.
By someone named Vangelis. Is that a different thing?
I had to take my headphones off. I've got to put my goggles on. I feel like my old school radio DJ.
It's one by Vangelis. Is that who originally does it?
Let's do it.
Right,
let's
the do newest it. Hits of
and Lucy, let's tear up. We're going to do this. Thank you, everyone, for watching. We'll see you next
Two
week
for
on
Tuesday.
The STR show.
I don't know if I can fart, but I'll try.
You can shit on him if you want.
I would love to shit on someone.
He's wearing goggles.
I mean, I got goggles on.
Is it gonna do it's not the right tape. It's not the right tape.
I will give you $196 if you fart on Ralph. That's everything I have on me.
Hold on. Wait. I'll throw. I got $40.
You want to full shit on Ralph?
Yeah, full shit on Ralph.
I have Cash App.
It's got to be a $40.
You take Dogecoin?
Not right. anymore. It's a real shit, huh?
Cash App.
Right, let me get this thing here.
It's great to have Cash App. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I hear the music.
I'm so surprised she's like rearing and ready to go.
Wait,
this is a
true professional right there.
Talent. It's pure really talent. It's
she put her 10,000 hours in there.
It's a big difference.
God bless.
Oh my God, I'm going to pee on myself.
Okay, I don't smell anything, so whatever it's doing, I smelled it last time for sure.
I actually smell like a flowery smell, actually.
Now I do.
Perfuming.
Now I get a flower
So they work.
Smell. I'm getting a fucking flower smell. It works.
Hey,
yeah, it's coming out.
Right.
Wow.
With a tinge of urine.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
a little
wait.
Bit of pee came out in that one.
It's a little bit. I drank all this beer and water. I gotta pee.
That's crazy.
That's a different show.
Oh, I wouldn't be on that.
Yes, y'all.
That was
right,
so
thank
fun.
You,
thanks.
Thank you.
Woo.
Listening to the SDR show.